For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump and his attorney Rudy Giuliani expressed confidence that White House counsel Don McGahn did not say anything harmful to the president over months of interviews with the Russia special counsel. But the New York Times is reporting that the Trump legal team doesn't know how much McGahn told investigators. Among the president's Sunday morning tweets, he attacked the Times for publishing a story about the White House legal counsel and his apparent cooperation with the Russia investigation. He compared Don McGahn to Watergate figure John Dean, who helped bring down the Nixon presidency with his Watergate testimony of criminal wrongdoing. The president insists McGahn is not what he calls a John Dean type rat. In response, John Dean tweeted, "Trump is bungling and botching his handling of Russiagate." You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Former USA gymnastic Dr. Larry Nassar has been relocated after a prison assault. WWJ's Brooke Allen.
Federal documents show that the convicted sexual offender has been moved from a prison in Tucson, Arizona, to a transfer facility in Oklahoma. His lawyer said he was attacked in prison almost immediately after he was released into the general population following his sentencing earlier this year. The former physician, who worked with athletes at Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics, is serving a 60-year sentence on child pornography charges. He faces several more decades stemming from the assault cases.
The storm that blew through Oklahoma on Saturday injured at least 14 people when high winds blew a metal entrance structure at a concert venue onto fans that were lining up for a Backstreet Boys concert. Sydney Stavanoa was there.
We saw that the sign had fallen over on top of people, and they actually had to get a forklift to lift the sign off of them to get them out from underneath it.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A young woman is shooting for a world's record on her rollerblades. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
23-year-old Yanis Ho is rollerblading across the U.S. to raise scholarship money. Ho, who calls herself the Bladestress, has already covered 15 states on her way from Miami to Portland, Oregon. She hopes to reach the West Coast in November and then blade back to Miami to break the long-distance rollerblading record. Along the way, she's not been accepting any money, just food and a place to sleep, directing all donations to a scholarship fund to send girls in Kenya and Uganda to secondary school.
If they want to contribute, they could contribute to the scholarship that I'm raising funds for, so for other girls who will be able to go to school and chase after their dreams.
She says her mission is to show that there are amazing people in the world. Each day she has no plan, just faith and the goodness of people. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Trump administration is rolling back restrictions on coal power plants. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Wall Street Journal says the coal industry has recently been suffering more than ever from a shrinking customer base, as well as competition and falling prices. Now the Environmental Protection Agency is expected to release new rules this week that would reverse policies from the Obama administration that were designed to slow down climate change. The move following up on President Trump's promise to support the coal industry. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.